Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing something from parents lately, and I want you to know you're not alone in this. Many parents of 5- and 6-year-olds are saying things like, "My child doesn't seem to understand why certain behaviors are right or wrong," and I want to tell you something wonderful. What you're experiencing isn't a problem. It's actually a beautiful sign that your child's brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing at this age. Let me explain what I mean. Around ages 5 to 6, children enter what researchers call the age of reason. This is such a magical developmental phase. Your child's brain is experiencing significant growth in the temporal and frontal lobes, the parts of the brain that help with rational thought, impulse control, and understanding right from wrong. This is when children start moving from simply following rules because you said so to actually developing their own internal moral compass. Now, here's what makes this phase so interesting. Research from child development experts at the University of Maryland and UC Santa Cruz shows that children at this age are beginning to evaluate group-based norms and make increasingly sophisticated moral judgments. But, and this is the important part, their thinking is still very concrete and dichotomous. They see things as clearly good or bad, right or wrong, with no gray areas in between. So when your child seems confused about why hitting is wrong but wrestling with dad is okay, or why it's fine to take a cookie when you offer it but not okay to take one without asking, they're not being difficult. Their brain is genuinely working to understand these nuances. They're building the cognitive framework for ethical thinking, and that takes time. The magic book taught me something beautiful about this. Young children at this age enforce social norms selectively. They understand when a person is entitled to do something, and they'll actually defend it when they see unjustified interference. Your child is learning to balance multiple considerations, fairness, welfare, social expectations, all at once. That's sophisticated work for a 5- or 6-year-old brain. Here's what the research tells us. When parents respond with patient explanation and validation of their child's emerging moral thinking, children develop stronger conscience development and better capacity for ethical reasoning as they grow. The Canadian Pediatric Society emphasizes that reasoning and explanation become increasingly effective as children develop these cognitive abilities. So your job isn't to make your child memorize rules. It's to help them build the cognitive framework for understanding why certain behaviors are right or wrong. Let me give you some practical ways to support your child's moral development during this age of reason. First, when your child does something that crosses a boundary, instead of just saying that's wrong, help them understand the why. You might say something like, "When you took your sister's toy without asking, how do you think that made her feel?" This helps them connect actions to consequences and develop empathy. Second, acknowledge that moral reasoning is hard work. You might say, "I can see you're thinking really hard about this. It's okay that this feels confusing. You're learning something really important." This validates their effort and normalizes the learning process. Third, use real-life situations as teaching moments. When you see someone being kind at the playground, point it out. "Did you see how that child shared the swing? That's what kindness looks like." When you see something unfair on TV, talk about it. "That doesn't seem fair, does it? What do you think would be more fair?" These conversations build their moral reasoning muscles. Fourth, remember that children this age think in very concrete terms. Abstract concepts like fairness or honesty need concrete examples. Instead of saying "be honest," you might say, "When you tell me the truth about what happened, even when it's hard, that helps me trust you and understand how to help you. And here's something the magic book showed me that I think you'll find really helpful." Children at this age are learning a foundational moral reasoning skill, separating feelings from actions. They're discovering that they can feel something, like jealousy or anger or frustration, while choosing to act differently, with kindness. This is where stories become such beautiful helpers. In the Book of Inara, we have a story called "The Books That Feel What You Feel." In this story, Leo visits a magical study where books glow different colors based on emotions. When Leo feels jealous of his friend's invention, the wise books help him understand that jealousy is just helpful information, not a command to follow. He learns that he can feel jealous while still choosing to be kind to his friend. This story demonstrates exactly what your 5 or 6 year old is learning right now. That feelings are information, not commands. That we can recognize our emotions while making kind choices. After you read this story together, you can help your child practice this skill. When they feel jealous, angry, or frustrated, you might say, "That feeling is giving you information, but you get to choose what to do next." What would be a kind choice right now? The magic book also reminds us that this developmental phase, the age of reason, represents a critical window when children are building the foundation for lifelong ethical thinking and decision-making. The work your child is doing right now, trying to understand why certain behaviors are right or wrong, is laying the groundwork for them to become a thoughtful, ethical person. And here's something I want you to really hear. The evidence consistently shows that when parents respond with patient explanation and validation, rather than harsh correction, children develop stronger conscience development. So every time you take a breath, get down to your child's level, and explain the why behind a rule, you're not just managing behavior. You're building their moral compass. I know this can feel exhausting sometimes. When you've explained for the 10th time why we don't hit, and your child still seems confused, it's easy to feel frustrated. But remember, their brain is literally growing new neural pathways right now. This confusion isn't defiance, it's development. And you're doing such important work by staying patient and continuing to explain. The magic book whispers this truth. Your child isn't struggling with right and wrong because something is wrong with them. They're learning one of the most complex skills humans ever master, ethical reasoning. And they're doing it with a brain that's still under construction. That's not a problem. That's exactly how it's supposed to work. So keep having those conversations. Keep explaining the why. Keep validating their effort. Keep using stories like the books that feel what you feel to show them what moral reasoning looks like in action. You're not just teaching rules. You're helping your child develop an internalized sense of right and wrong that will guide them for the rest of their life. And on those hard days, when it feels like nothing is sinking in, remember this. Research shows that children ages 5 to 6 are entering a remarkable developmental phase marked by significant neurological growth. Your child is building the foundation for lifelong ethical thinking. Every patient explanation, every gentle conversation, every story you share, it's all contributing to that beautiful foundation. You're doing such wonderful work, dear parent. The magic book and I see you. We see your patience, your dedication, your love. And we want you to know your child is so lucky to have you guiding them through this age of reason. Find the books that feel what you feel and many other stories that support moral development in the Book of Inara app. We're here to help you and your child navigate this beautiful, challenging, wonderful journey together. With love and starlight, Inara.